Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
It's time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, good evening, sir. Welcome again to the Keynote Club. It's nice to see you. I see you've brought your wife with you. Oh, she's not your wife. She's your therapist? Okay, well, maybe she could look at the staff when the show's over. And in the meantime, let's party.
We'll be right back.
That was Jesse Allen, a very underrated New Orleans singer, on the 1952 choral release Let's Party, choral 9450 78. Well, if Jesse Allen was not so well known, we're now going to go to one of the first of the two Alonzos we're going to play today. This is Alonzo Scales, who's I guess almost completely obscure. This is on a Wing 78, Wing W90020, and it's got Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Bob Gaddy. It's a New York recording, My Baby Likes to Shuffle. Baby Likes to Shuffle, Alonzo Scales. Now to a man who's somewhat better known than Mr. Scales. This is Billy the Kid Emerson. Billy was actually quite well known in Europe at one time. He toured here, quite a long tour, as I recall. He used to walk on stage with a walking stick, and the head of his walking stick was a skull. He was quite a character. Seems to have reformed now. He was last heard of as he had a little church, and he was a preacher in Illinois, originally from Florida. This is a track that Billy made with Sam Phillips' Memphis studio. It came out in 1955 on Sun 219, and it's the well-known My Baby's Red Hot.
My gal is red hot.
Yo, gal.
But loving she's really got a lot. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do the squat.
Yes, she is. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do the squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but loving she's really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl with a whole lot of bread.
Yeah, I see you don't let that go right to your head. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love, she really got a lot. My gal can do the shimmy, she can do the boogie too. If she ain't a Jim Dandy, she's a snapperoo. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doing this one.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love, she's really got a lot. All right.
gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodly squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love, she's really got a lot. She goes where I send her, she comes when I call. She cooks chicken every Sunday, and that ain't all. She's not too large, just 5 feet tall. She's a little bitty mama, but she's on the ball. My gal is red hot. Got a lot of loving, but money she's really got a lot. My gal is red hot. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but loving she's really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl ain't never been kissed.
Yeah, and I got a girl ain't never been missed. My gal is red hot. Got a lot of money, but love, she really got a lot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love, she really got a lot.
Billy the Kid Emerson and Red Hot. Well, from a regional hit, we go to a track of which there's only one known copy. This is the Rare Record Spot, and it was from 1929. It's yet another of the great Paramount Record Company releases, Paramount 12983. It's by Blind Joe Reynolds, and it's Cold Woman Blues. To tell you, Blind Joe was apparently born around 1900, blinded by a shotgun blast in the early 20s, used to play on street corners, and he was picked up by H.C. Spear, who was a talent scout for Paramount, and taken up to the Paramount Studios in Grafton, where he recorded four sides. Two of them appear on Paramount 12983, and it was thought that this record was completely lost until a copy turned up in a boot fair in Nashville, and somebody bought it for a dollar and sold it for really quite a lot of money. Blind Joe had various aliases. I think his real name was Joe Shepherd, but he'd done a few stretches inside, and I think he liked to change his name occasionally just to keep one step ahead of the police. Anyway, here he is with Cold Woman Blues.
Well, I said, go on, please. Close out, please. Yeah.
Blind Joe Reynolds and Cold Woman Blues. The rare record spot this week. The next track is anything but rare. It's regarded as one of the classic jazz blues albums. This is from 1958. It's Blue Note, BST 81595, and it's something else. I think the nominal leadership of the band was Cannibal Adderley, although Miles Davis also had a lot to do with the session. It's Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Blakey on drums. A seminal jazz release. We won't have time for it all, but we'll play some of Something Else. Extract from the classic Blue Note track, Something Else. Great Miles Davis solo there. Very few tracks that Miles recorded for Blue Note, and that one is absolutely superb. Okay, I thought I'd like to play a little Walter track, but I wanted to play something that was just a little bit out of the ordinary. And I came across this Checker 45. It's Checker 1117 from 1959. It's got Otis Spann on piano, Robert Lockwood, Luther Tucker guitars, and it's Little Walter's version of the classic Mean Old Frisco.
Don't took my baby away, think of me. Lord, I wonder who my baby think of me. Yes, I wonder will my baby think of me. I don't feel welcome here.
Classic Chicago blues with Lil Walter, mean old Frisco. Okay, let's go down to Lake Charles and, of course, the Gold Band label. This track was recorded for Gold Band around about 1959. It was unissued at the time. It's by Al Smith, and it's called You Wanna Do Me Wrong.
You done made me love you, now you wanna do me wrong. You done made me love you, now you wanna do me wrong. Now you say you don't want me, all the love you had been gone. Tell me why did you hurt me, break my heart in two. Tell me why did you hurt me, break my heart in two. Well, I'm blue and lonely, don't know what to do. Well, forgive me, baby, if I ever did you wrong. Well, forgive me, baby, if I ever did you wrong. You know I love you, baby, come on. Well, I have suffered ever since you been gone. Well, I suffered ever since you've been gone. You know I love you, baby, come on. Well, I've so many nights and days I've been alone. Well, I've so many nights and days I've been alone. Well, loners have got me, baby, and I can't go on.
Bit of Louisiana Swamp Blues there. That was Al Smith and You Wanna Do Me Wrong. There are quite a few Al Smiths listed, and that was the completely obscure one. Another fairly obscure group is our choice for the gospel spot this week. It's the Sons of the South. They were on Excello, and this one is from 1954, Excello 2050. And it's really a rather nice track, Traveling Down This Road.
Well, was traveling
sure enough, traveling through this land.
Oh, Lord,
he's such heart while traveling.
Show love through this land.
Oh Lord, please
search my heart
while traveling.
Show love through this land.
Oh Lord,
please search my heart.
You know, Lord,
whether I'm right.
You know, Lord,
whether I'm wrong.
You know, Lord,
whether I'm right.
You know, Lord,
whether I'm wrong.
Lord, you know
whether I'm right.
You know, Lord,
well, I'm wrong.
You know, Lord,
well, I'm right.
You know, Lord,
well, I'm wrong.
Lord, you know,
well, I'm right.
Well, I'm right.
Well, I'm right.
Well,
very nice. The Sons of the South and Travelling Down This Road. In case you've been hanging on waiting for a station check, I should tell you that you're listening to the Keynote Club on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. My name is Bob Hall, and you can hear all of the previous Keynote Clubs and this one if you want to. You can download them from our podcast on the website. And while you're trying to figure out how to switch your computer on, I'm going to go and take a short break and leave you with these important messages.
I'm a happy homemaker and child rearer when I'm not blowing the postman. But having two kids can be exhausting, even with an illegal immigrant doing all the real work. I found myself getting frigid and snappy with my husband, and soon my marriage was in trouble. Then I realized what the problem was. All the energy I should have been devoting to my husband and kids was being wasted on walking. Now I walk no more with the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate.
Moms, the Relax Power X motorized scooter from Ambulate lets you move further and faster and save energy for what really matters, protecting your family's health. You'll move quicker and have a lot more energy for the important things like shopping, burying relatives, or attending court hearings. Motorized scooters aren't just for disabled or obese people. Ambulate has a 500-pound weight capacity, so you have room to grow. Ask your doctor about having your insurance or the American taxpayer purchase you a Relax Power X motorized scooter. Take the weight off your feet.
Thinking about having children, but worried about how it will affect you?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet? I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right. Babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box. overnight, guaranteed.
Alan and the Flames, and What You Gonna Do? Somewhat mysterious record that. Alan and the Flames are believed to include Lee Allen, Alvin Tyler, Earl Palmer, Roy Montrell, probably Dave Bartholomew from the sound of the trumpet there. Obviously a New Orleans recording, but when or where, I can't tell you. Let's move right along to something I can tell you about. This is the Cajun Spot. And it's Clifton Chenier, the King of the Bayou. And it's Josephine Bassin, Ma Femme.
Oh, the business for my fun. But they call me, do the business for my fun.
The wonderful Clifton Chenier on accordion, of course, and Josephine Passez Ma Femme. Great dance music, I think you'll agree. Okay, let's go to somebody not at all well known. This is probably recorded in New Orleans. Came out on a very obscure label called Athens in 1957, Athens 703. And it's the second Alonzo of the day, Alonzo Stewart, and Get the Blues.
I get the blues when it rains. Blues, I can't lose when it rains. Each little raindrop fall on my window pane always reminds me of the tears I should drain. I sit and wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. It rained when I found you. It rained when I lost you. That's why I'm so blue when it rains.
Was a Nashville label, but that to me does sound very much like a New Orleans recording. And the next one I'm sure is from New Orleans because it's got Dave Bartholomew on trumpet, and it's from 1950, and it's the great Roy Brown. It's Too Much Loving Ain't No Good.
When there's special work to do, now the whole day a doggone thing but screw. Too much loving ain't no good. Too much loving ain't no good. Yes, and I'd stop loving, baby, Lord, if I only could. I'm gonna get me a jet black woman. God knows it's the truth. Blacker the berry, sweeter the juice. Too much loving ain't no good. No, too much loving ain't no good. And I'd stop loving, baby, if I only could.
Roy Brown and Too Much Loving Ain't No Good. Trouble with the woman who does nothing but screw all day. What do you know?
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Well, it's time for the challenging record of the week. And this one is a track that was apparently very popular around Philadelphia. In 1958, it was originally recorded on and released on All-Star 501. It's called Bila or Bila, and it appears to be sung in a language which is completely foreign. There have been various attempts on the internet to translate what's being sung, but no one has so far succeeded. So why don't you have a go? I got the 1, 2, 3, but after that, I got a bit lost. My researcher, Frodo, reliably informs me that that corresponds to no known human language. But if you think differently, well, just keep it to yourself. Let's go on to someone who's eminently understandable. This is the great Chester Bennett, Howlin' Wolf. And this is, for some unaccountable reason, unissued at the time, but it appeared on a Chess LP, 1512, some years later. It was recorded in 1953 in Memphis. It's Willie Johnson on guitar, and it's Just My Kind. ¶¶
color, were you just my kind? Well, you just my color, were you just my kind? Well, you keep me worried, darling, bothered all the time.
Just my kind, the Howlin' Wolf, one of the most impressive individuals I think I ever met. Next is a fellow that I didn't know at all. He has played around the club scene in New York and made a few records. This is Larry Dale, and it's a 1960 recording on Glover 525, and he's going to let the doorbell ring.
Judge, I told all the people that was living under us that I was having a party in my house and making a whole lot of fuss. I said, ain't no use to you a coming upstairs knocking, cause everybody'll be having a ball and the whole house will be rocking. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring, people. Well, now, I say everybody better come on in the room and let's have some fun, cause I'm letting my doorbell ring. Landlord knocked on my door. He says, you're making too much noise. I says, come on in the room, Mr. Landlord, and have some fun with the boys. The old man looked around. He says, give me time to think. He ducked in the kitchen. He says, what you got to drink? I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yeah, you better know I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now, y'all better come on in the room, and let's have some fun. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yeah, I'ma let my doorbell ring now, Papa. All right. Well, now, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. My buddy began to clown, and I heard the police say, boys, let's break the door down. Now I grabbed me one of them tall chicks, cause I knew I had goofed. I jumped out the window and I headed for the roof. I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. Well, now, I done had my fun. Now I'm on the run, Judge, but I'm letting my doorbell ring. Yes, I'm letting my doorbell ring. You know I ain't gonna answer no door, cause I know that Avon calling out there.
get me, Papa, because I done had my fun. I know what I got to do in the morning, but I done had my fun tonight. Y'all just come on and get me. This is it, Papa. I want to thank you.
Sounds like a neighbor from hell. That was Larry Dale, and he's letting his doorbell ring. Larry Dale was the guitar player on that track. His real name is Ennis Lowry, apparently. Okay, well, this next track sounds like one of his guests. This is Juiced, and it's Jackie Brenson. The track was issued as Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats, although there is a great suspicion that Jackie didn't sing on this track, and is actually a man called Billy Love who was in the studio at the same time. Anyway, for what it's worth, let's listen to Juiced. Jackie Brenson, or maybe Billy Love, and his Delta Cats, and Juiced. That's from 1951, and it's Chess 1472. I suspect that the Delta Cats are, in fact, a band led by the great Ike Turner. Okay, we've got another Chess record coming up. This is from 1954. It's Chess 1561. And it's Eddie Boyd and the Chessmen, and Nothing But Trouble.
Wall, hand me down my when I tell you I won't be back no more.
Eddie Boyd, who spent the latter part of his life and career in Europe, I think he married and settled down in Norway. I just remember him as a great, he's a great piano player, but I remember him as being a man who was a fanatical anti-smoker, and he wouldn't allow anybody to smoke in his presence or when he played gigs or anything. And at that time, that was quite unusual. Coming to the end of the show, I'm going to leave you with an appropriately named track, Runaway. This is by Jesse Stone. It's Atlantic's 1028. It's from 1954, a nice bit of Mickey Baker guitar. And all it remains is to say, see you next week.